Paintings, neon art, and live performances have filled Paramount Pictures' Hollywood studio for the past 3 days. It's the second annual Freeze Los Angeles Arts Fair, a showcase for contemporary artists from around the world. This year, they're using movie sets to create colorful, sometimes loud installations. And on one particular studio backlot meant to look like New York City, several LA-based Latino artists are showing their work. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
Painter and former graphic designer Gabriela Sanchez beckons visitors to the backlot with a huge banner playing on the word homes. And she painted signs on the street. One says, this way.
When you get closer, you'll see that in a Gothic script, it says, is not the only. So the whole thing will read, this is not the only way. I am aware that not everyone is super comfortable in art spaces. This is just one view. There's tons of other artists out there as well. There's tons of different art experiences.
Freeze Los Angeles project curators Rita Gonzalez and Pilar Tompkins-Rivas chose 16 artists to show their work on the backlot, where Grease and Seinfeld and numerous commercials were shot. Gonzalez says it is an unusual space for art.
You first encounter this really dynamic film set that looks like New York, but it's smack dab in the middle of Los Angeles. So we were thinking about these kinds of layers of representation that really are emblematic of this site.
Here at Paramount, Gary Cooper once played a mountain man romancing rich Mexican Lupe Vega in the 1929 movie The Wolf Song.
While I whisper to you tenderly, I love you, mi amado.
This is just one of the many films L.A. artist Vincent Ramos featured in his homage to the ways in which Mexicans and Mexican-Americans have been depicted in movies and popular culture. For this project, Ramos got to poke around Paramount's archive.
Honestly, I thought that it was going to be a lot worse in terms of the different kinds of representations and, you know, going back to the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. But there were some good roles that they were given, small roles, but things that they could really kind of sink their teeth into and do a good job.
Ramos points to Marlon Brando's 1961 film One-Eyed Jax. It's set on the California-Mexico border and features stuntman Larry Duran as Brando's partner and Mexican actress Pina Bellicer as his love interest.
I shamed you. I wish to God I hadn't.
You only shame yourself.
Ramos says Brando's film was an exception to the stereotypical depictions of most old Westerns, where Mexicans and Mexican-Americans played outlaws. When that genre faded out in the 1960s and 70s, TV cop shows were popular.
Then the Mexican, he goes from the bandito to the urban criminal, right? You know, the women, maybe in some of these Westerns, they're, you know, the prostitute or there's something. So then they turn into the maid.
Ramos's project showcases his collection of movie stills, newspaper clippings, and more, putting films in the political context of the times. One of his display cases includes an album cover of Pat Boone's song Speedy Gonzales, a still from a Cheech and Chong movie, and photos of the Chicano moratorium. But movie representation is not the only theme of the Latino artists at Freeze Los Angeles. On another faux New York street is an installation by Sarah Gomez, a cell phone tower disguised as a palm tree, like you see all over L.A.
I made a fake, a fake of a fake palm tree, a fake of a fake cell tower, yeah. On the movie studio lot, exactly. It's like perfect context.
And inside a fake financial center building, Mario Garcia Torres's video installation strings together coincidences. The time Muhammad Ali talked someone out of jumping off a building and connecting it to the pop song Jump from the 80s rock band Van Halen.
It turned out that Jump was the center and the core of all these crazy cosmologies. You can construct a new reality. You can construct a new way of thinking, and that's what I'm really interested in.
Torres says his work, Falling Together in Time, may not be the type of artwork expected from a Mexican-born artist living in L.A., but to connect the dots back to Gabriela Sanchez, this is not the only way to view art. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Hollywood.